We are talking sports, and we always encourage blind and partially sighted people to get involved in all types of sport and leisure activities. There's all sorts of benefits, and more clubs are making their events and services more accessible as well. Now, today we are heading to the Tower Hamlets Canoe Club. We've got Alex and Richard with us. Alex, I'll come to you first of all. Tell us a little bit about the club.
We're based about a mile from Tower Bridge. We're right next to the River Thames, but we also have Shadwell Basin. It's a large body of water. And we do a lot of kayaking, canoeing there on Tuesday evenings. And we also go on all sorts of trips outside London to the sea, to Wales, to Scotland, whitewater rapids, even sometimes abroad. Any waterways we can find that we can paddle on.
And you take people from absolute beginners then?
Absolute beginners. We've got beginners courses going regularly sort of throughout the year. I think they're most popular in the summer. And I suppose the main thing about the club is all the coaching that you get at the club is just from the members themselves, and it's all free. So what that basically means is that as people sort of rise up in the club, they do coaching qualifications, and then they just put on courses basically for people, all sorts of different levels, and it all costs nothing.
The reason we're chatting with you today to learn a bit about the club, but also the fact that you have been encouraging blind and partially sighted participants, people to get involved as well.
We've set up a programme specifically for them and hoping to integrate them more into the club, going on more trips and getting the same sort of opportunities that everyone else at the club gets, basically. So, yeah, we started on March the 15th and we've had 8 participants so far. And, yeah, we hope to have some more new participants later on in the summer, possibly 8 more.
Also joining us, we have Richard. How did you get involved in canoeing?
I saw it actually advertised on the RNIB Connect London. And I only lost my sight 3 years ago. So I'm just picking things up again. I used to canoe 30 odd years ago. I used to do a lot of sea canoeing and surf canoeing and things like that. And then I kind of stopped. And obviously after 30 years, I'm a little bit rusty. In fact, I'm very rusty. And I need to pick up those skills again. I saw it advertised. I thought, that's just the thing I need. And so I went across to the club, and over the past, well, officially it's a 4-week course, but Alex has kindly progressed on that. He's training volunteers who can partner us when we want to go out canoeing past the 4 weeks. So We've spent 4 weeks doing the basic skills, and said we've got coming up the capsize training, the towing and things like that. And this is where Alex has done very well. It doesn't just stop after 4 weeks. So you build and build and build your skills.
What's so good about canoeing? What brought you back to it after losing your sight?
Well, I used to enjoy canoeing when I was younger, and I used to fish off a canoe as well. I'd been planning on canoeing down the Thames, and that's essentially what brought me back to hone my skills a little bit, or get rid of the bad habits that I acquired years ago and just update myself. And also, in summer, it's a lovely thing to be out in the water. It's very peaceful. It's very good exercise. The people at the boating house are brilliant. And it's an all-round good atmosphere, which is not just beneficially physically wise, but it's also very beneficial mentally as well. It's good to get out there and do something and mix with other people.
Alex, Richard's obviously a fan of canoeing. You know, he's got that history as well. What's the feedback been like from other visually impaired people who've come along and had a go, as it were?
It's been very successful so far. Yeah, everyone seems to have really, really enjoyed it and is very keen to keep coming back. There's a certain dropout rate that we get from people, you know, who come along and do courses and stuff. Maybe they do 4 weeks and they drop out, but we're not really getting anyone drop out on this course. It's more like a year's program. So people have really enjoyed it so far and keep coming back, basically.
Richard, what's it like then out there on the canoe if you have a visual impairment? Because, you know, you're there, you've got your paddles, you're maybe trying to follow a group. Is it still something which can be really accessible?
I have glaucoma, so it's a jigsaw with 80% of the pieces missing. So I can see some bits and other bits are big blank patches. But with a few adjustments like lights and brightly coloured buoyancy aids, I mean, we're always out with someone and we're not out there by ourselves.
So whenever we go on trips, any trips at all, it's very much a group thing, that there's someone leading the group. You'll all get to know each other. You'll all know each other's names. and you'll all help each other out in all sorts of different ways, even just the basic stuff of all help transporting boats, and you know, you won't leave anyone behind, anything like that on a trip. Everyone has to come back safely. So you will very much operate as a group. So what I'm saying is we're always all helping each other out anyway. So helping someone out a bit more, like with guiding, for instance, to get to the boat or get into the boat, isn't that big a deal.
Is Tower Hamlets Club then quite unique in that respect? I mean, could you see other clubs doing what you've done and, you know, encouraging more blind and partially sighted people to get involved?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm working with British Canoeing and the Port of London Authority and possibly other organisations like British Blind Sport to try to spread the programme. So when I came up with the idea for the programme in about September last year, what I immediately did was I tried looking around the UK, you know, using the internet to see if anyone else had a similar programme. So I thought, oh, there must be another one like it, not just days out for visually impaired people, which are all well and good, but they're not the same thing as a regular programme where you can keep coming back and learning more and progressing. And I couldn't find one. I just could not find anyone who was offering anything like this, but we're hoping to change that and use this program as maybe a bit of a success story and hopefully one that other clubs in London and around the UK might like to copy.
Can people learn more about the Tower Hamlets Club, Alex?
Look it up online with Tower Hamlets Canoe Club, and you can just Google that. We've got a wiki page, we've got a committee as well that you can email. It's committee@towerhamletscanoeclub.co.uk.
Alex, we do hope more people do get involved. Let's hope we can see clubs like Tower Hamlets around the UK and beyond. And Richard, good luck with the Thames Challenge when you get there. And thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.